بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We continue inshallah where we stopped in تفسير سورة لقمان. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to us about his greatness, and he said, and if you were to ask them, O Muhammad, who created the heavens and earth, they would say Allah. And then he said that to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala owns whatever in the heavens and earth. And the verses continue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in verse number 27,
وَلَوْ أَنَّمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ أَقْلَامٌ وَالْبَحْرُ يَمُدُّهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ سَبْعَةُ أَبْحُرٍ وَالْبَحْرُ يَمُدُّهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ سَبْعَةُ أَبْحُرٍ مَا نَفِدَتْ كَلِمَاتُ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ.
And if all the trees on the earth were pens, and the seas were ink wherewith to write, with seven seas behind it to add to its supply, yet the words of Allah would not be exhausted. Verily Allah is almighty, all wise. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if all the trees from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam till today, all the trees on this earth will be turned to pens, and the water of the seas, all of it was used as ink, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not finish. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he says seven seas, to the meaning that all the seas in the world, all the water that exists in the world. See here, my brothers and sisters in Islam, Ibn Abbas, he narrated this as why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he said that monks from the Jews, they said to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina, O Muhammad, do you know what you said? And they said the verse, وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and you've only been given a little amount of knowledge. Does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means us, the Jews, or he means the Arabs, which is your people? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, كِلَاكُمَا, both of you. They said to him, أَلَسْتَ تَتْلُو فِي مَا جَاءَكَ أَنَّ قَدْ أُوتِينَ التَّوْرَاةَ فِيهَا تِبْيَانٌ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Don't you read, O Muhammad, that we've been given the Torah, the Tawrat, and it has explanation for everything? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is in the knowledge of Allah a little, and you have what is enough for you. And you have what is enough for you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this verse. So whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us in the Quran, and he gave the nations before us as guidance, all the nations he gave before us, whether they are Christians, Jews, the Suhuf Ibrahim, Zabur, everything that was sent to the people is nothing compared to the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, my brothers and sisters in Islam, when we say the word of Allah, kalamullah, the word of Allah, kalamullah is based on knowledge. If the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is endless and not limited, hence his words are not limited. Because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks, he speaks based on knowledge and wisdom. And since the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is endless, therefore the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are endless too. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Kahf, قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي. Say, if the sea was ink to the words of my Lord, لَنَفِذَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَن تَنْفَذَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي. The sea will dry out before the words of Allah can dry out. وَلَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا. Even if we bring similar to it ink. And here, when similar to it, the ulama said, and Ibn Kathir said, it is not like if we get another sea, then the words of Allah will end. No, if the sea will dry out, and you get another sea similar to it, and another sea similar to it, and another sea similar to it, endlessly, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always continue. And the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never finish. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا. Indeed, the order of Allah when he wants something, أَن يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Be and it's there, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Yasin, verse 82. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the word of Allah means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates with it. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says be and it is there. So since the knowledge of Allah is unlimited and the wisdom of Allah, it cannot be encompassed with our mind, it cannot be understood and comprehended. And since the words of Allah are endless, the result of that, the creation of Allah is endless. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continuously create, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is continuously creating. And the proof for that, after the destruction of this world, and if this world was to be demolished and nothing left on this earth, and when you go to Jannah and the kafir goes to Jahannam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, till the end of time, and there is no end of time, He'll be creating in Jannah your pleasure and your life and your joy in Jannah, and He's creating the pain and the torment for the kuffar in Jahannam till the end of time, and there is no end of time. Subhanallah al-Azim. And that's why the words of Allah cannot be finished, nor they can be enumerated. Subhanallah al-Azim. And this is just to show the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the verses continue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, still talking to us about His might and His power and His create and His ability to create. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
ما خلقكم ولا بعثكم إلا كنفس واحدة إن الله سميع بصير.
The creation of you all and the resurrection of you all are only as the creation and resurrection of a single person. Verily, Allah is the all-hearer, the all-seer. Subhanallah al-Azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, your creation, the whole of humanity, from the day of Adam till the last man to walk on this earth, their creation and their resurrection like one soul. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already said to you, His words are endless. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to you, all what He has to do is say, kun fayakun, and it is there. Be, and it is there. So it is not going to tire Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is like creating one soul. It is like creating one person and resurrecting one person. And shuf subhanallah, creation, creating and resurrecting. Some people, they reject. They say, how can we be resurrected? Rationally, we cannot accept it in our mind. We cannot accept it in our mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to resurrect us. A man came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the kuffar. He crushed old bones in his hand and he blew it in the face of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, can your Lord revive this? Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied and said to him, قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةً. Say, the one who created it the first time, he is able to resurrect it. How it is easier? Rationally, is it which is harder, to make a car from scratch or to unassemble a car and then reassemble it again? Any mechanic will tell you the hardest thing is to create the car from scratch, to get the metal, to make the metal box and everything. It is far more harder than reassembling a car. So you've already been created. So your resurrection is only reassembling you again. So it is not as hard as creating you. But since Allah created us with no tiredness, with ease, and with no hardship on Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, then resurrecting us would be even easier. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ بَصِيرٌ. Verily Allah, the all-hearer, the all-seer. Subhanallah al-Azim. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the verse continue to say,
أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ وَيُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ وَسَخَّرَ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ كُلٌّ يَجْرِي إِلَى أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ.
See you not, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah merges the night into the day, and merges the day into the night, and has subjected the sun and the moon, each running its course for a term appointed, and Allah is all aware of what you do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again reminding us of His power and might. Where it is all this leading? It is all leading to a very important point, which is we going to talk about it in about few minutes. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to us and to even the non-Muslims and the kuffar, that can't you see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He makes the night merges into the day. Yani, can't you see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who merges the day and the night, and the one who is in control of the day and the night, and the hours of the day and the night are subjected to His command, and everything in His hands, and nothing outside of His control subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He subjected the moon and the sun. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned here the moon and the sun? Because the sun and the moon, the sun represent the day, and the sun brings the light, which is the day, and the moon is the night, which brings us light at night. Contradictory to the Bible, where the Bible, they said in it, where they said Allah created the light, and then after that, He created the sun. As if the light of the day, it doesn't come from the sun. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our Quran, because our Quran is the true word of Allah, which no mankind nor a jinn can corrupt the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or change it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, He subjected the sun and the moon for us, which brings us the day and the night. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كُلُّ يَجْرِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. Each one of them runs its course for a term appointed, for an appointed time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in control of the moon, of the sun and the moon. That means He is the one who controls our day and our nights. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the sun runs and the moon run. 1400 years ago, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad, in the middle of the desert, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, told us that the moon and the sun, they do run, but to an appointed time, which is the day of judgment, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it cease from running. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah is all aware of what you do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all aware of what we do. Everything we do is known by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because my brothers and sisters in Islam, anything that you do throughout your life, you do either the day or in the night. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala controls the day and the night. So in our 24-hour life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well acquainted of everything we do. Then after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to us all the verses that testifies to His Lordship, it comes to the point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making, which is the next verse.
ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْحَقُّ وَأَنَّ مَا يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ الْبَاطِلُ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْكَبِيرُ.
This is because Allah, He is the truth, and that which they invoke beside Him is al-batil, falsehood, and that Allah, He is the Most High, the Most Great. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, after He spoke to us about the heavens and the earth and the creation of the heavens and earth, and He spoke to us about our creation and resurrection, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this is for us to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the truth, and anything they worship beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is falsehood. So this is the testimony of faith. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is convincing that the people who worship deities beside Allah, they are doing a great mistake. Meaning, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who creates, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who holds the keys of the heavens and earth, and He is the one who gives sustenance, and He is the one who turns the day and the night, He is in control of everything, then why do you invoke someone beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
does that deity that you invoke beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya mushrikeen, ya polytheist, does it create like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Does it own and control the world like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the truth, hence why do you worship someone beside Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's drawing this analogical deduction and showing them what you are doing by worshipping deities beside Allah is not even logical. If all this is created and controlled Allah, so why do you turn to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, he is the most high and the most great. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is al-Ali. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, huwa al-Ali. He is above everything in himself and above everything in his status, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after he drew for us the conclusion that anyone who deserves our worship, anyone who deserves to be invoked, has to be a Lord, has to be a Lord, has to be a creator, has to be owner, has to be a sustainer. Our affairs are in, has to be in his hands. Otherwise, he doesn't deserve our worship and doesn't deserve our obedience. And this image of rububiyyah and uluhiyyah is repeated frequently in the Quran. If you were to look at the verses of the Quran, every time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the heavens and the earth and who created them and who created the creation, you would find it's leading to something which is al-uluhiyyah. Worship Allah alone. Worship Allah alone. The message is repeated frequently in the Quran. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moves to a following verse.
أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ الْفُلْكَ تَجْرِي فِي الْبَحْرِ بِنِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ لِيُرِيَكُمْ مِنْ آيَاتِهِ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِكُلِّ صَبَّارٍ شَكُورٍ.
See you not that the ships sail through the sea by Allah's grace, that he may show you of his signs? Verily, in this are signs for every patient, grateful person. The message is repeated again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, the message here, that look at the ships that sails in the sea. Who makes it sail? One person would say, it is the engines that are in the ship. It is the diesel engines. And one would say, it is the wind. And one would say, it is the steam power that is in the boat. That's what makes it sail. These are only means. But who created the water to have the essence of carrying a ship? Who created the wind that steers and gives this accelerating power for the ship to sail throughout the seas? Isn't it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? See, what is the role of mankind? Our role, since Allah created us from the days of Adam till today, even though in the days of Adam never had radios, always Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the air and the atmosphere the ability to transmit messages. He created the sea to carry the ships. He created the winds to able to move the ships. He created the diesel and he created the fuel and he created the evaporation. All the role of mankind is to discover, not to make something new. Mankind, his role is to discover what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. The role of mankind, it is not to create something new. All these powers existed when Allah created the creation. But our role is to discover it, to go out, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, walk the earth, fasiru fil ardi. Go out and discover and see and learn. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything that has characteristics that we can use and employ for our benefit in our daily life. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in many ayat, وَسَخَّرَ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ, and he subject for you the sun and the moon. And when he means he subjected the sun, look at the heat that it is beneficial to us. Look at the energy now, we're trying to use the energy of the sun so we can make our engines move. Always the sun had that energy. It's not something new. It is not like we created it. The sun always had that energy. But it happens that now we learned how to subject this energy to our needs. And this is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily, in these are signs for every patient and a grateful person. The patient person who would wait and realizes what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done. Patiently he knows, he thinks and reflects. Not like the person who does not reflect on the creation of Allah. He has no patience to reflect on the creation of Allah and then say, subhanAllah, it has to be a creator who created this world. Has to be a purpose behind it. The one who has patience, as-sabbar, likulli sabbarin shakur. Sabbar is the one who has patience and grateful person. Who's the grateful? Who's the shakur? When someone sees this, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he realizes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created the creation, what would he say? He says, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must have created us for a great purpose. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he did not create us for nothing. And then he realizes that there is a purpose behind this life. And he would research and found, and he will find that the aqidah of Tawheed, the Islamic monotheism, is the only one worthy of following and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shakur, thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to be thankful to Him by worshipping Him alone. By worshipping Him alone and no one else beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my brothers and sisters, as the ulama said, sometimes reflecting for 1 hour equal to 1,000 year ibadah. Why did they say that? If we just take the time to reflect on the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to reflect on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. Sometimes we see these documentaries about the life of the animals and how they have this understanding and communication and love amongst each other and how they build a family. And we look at the sun and the moon and the cosmos, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the cosmos, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything. And we look at our system, our life, how we live, and how the blood runs through our system and carries the vitamins to our system and the blood flow in our body. This is only a minute drop from the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You realize that we are nothing. And no matter what we do, we're not fulfilling what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. We're not fulfilling what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking us to do. As one of the companions, Urwa, radiallahu anhu, they cut off one of his legs. He was on a journey. He had gangrene. They told him, we're going to cut off your leg. After they cut it off, he said, oh Allah, alhamdulillah. You gave me 4 limbs and you took one. And his son on the journey fell off the dabba and died. He said, oh Allah, you gave me 7 children and you took one. Shuf, ashukur lillah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even at the time of sickness, even at the time when you lose loved ones, you realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's the one who gave you. And he can take whenever he likes, whatever he likes. And this is the Abd al-Shakur. He says, Alhamdulillah. He looks at the positive that Allah has gave him. You lose one limb, you still have 3. You say, Alhamdulillah, I still have 3. You lose one eye, you say, Alhamdulillah, I still have the other one. Subhanallah al-Azim. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
وَإِذَا غَشِيَهُمْ مَوْجٌ كَالظُّلَلِ دَعَوُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينِ فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ فَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدِ وَمَا يَجْحَدُ بِآيَاتِنَا إِلَّا كُلُّ خَتَّارٍ كَفُورٍ.
And when a wave covered them like shades, they invoke Allah, making their invocations for him only. But when he brings them safe to land, there are among them those who stop in between belief and disbelief, but none denies our signs except every perfidious ingrate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, those ones who sail in a ship in the water and they're stuck between the heavens and the sea, futra. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describing the human desires. the human nafs. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when al-mawj, when high seas and waves strikes them, when waves strikes them, they will supplicate to Allah alone. Meaning, in their natural tendency, in their fitrah, they believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they denied it. And when calamity comes, and you have no hope beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the human psychology. This is how mankind are unfortunately ungrateful. Why they are ungrateful? Because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given them the good life, they forget about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when the test comes to them and the hardship comes to them, this is when they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why you see a lot of people, when they get sick, they go back to Allah very quickly. And when they get healthy again, they forget about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again. How many of us, when we were sick and ill, what have we done? Say, oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah, continuously making dua to Allah. And when we get our health back, we turn our back on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Probably we stop even praying, some of us. Wal'iyadu billah. This is from Al-Khudlan wal'iyadu billah. This is being let down. Yani you let yourself and you let Allah down. This is wal'iyadu billah, a great misery when a person only knows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the times of hardship. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's saying, this is only for the ungratefuls. The ungrateful one who only remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the time of need. And that's why that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, دَعَوُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. They make supplication to Allah with full sincerity. With full sincerity. And Him alone. فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ إِلَى الْبَرْ. When He saves them and brings them to the dry land and the safe land. فَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدْ. Some would remain between belief and disbelief. And some, they turn altogether from ayatullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They turn on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because the people are ungrateful. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا يَجْحَدُ بِآيَاتِنَا إِلَّا كُلُّ خَتَّارٍ كَفُورٍ. But no one denies our signs except every khattar. Al-khattar is al-fajir al-la'im. Al-fajir al-la'im and al-khatar aswa al-ghadri wa aqbahu. Meaning, al-khatar is the one who is la'im, cunning. Every disloyal, false, fool, treasonous, ungrateful person. And it is the worst of ungratefulness to turn on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani subhanallah al-azim, anyone who Allah saves them after the hardship and then after that they turn their back on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He described them, ghaddar, khattar, la'im. Some of the worst descriptions because they turned their back on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Selfishness, low, and ungratefulness. Kafur, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described him with kafur. Kafur is the one who exaggerate the kufr. Yani not only a small kufr, no. Al-kafur huwa shadidul kufr. The one, his kufr is exaggerated. Yani not small kafir, no. A great kafur and ungrateful. Subhanallah al-azim. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ وَاخْشَوْا يَوْمًا لَا يَجْزِي وَالِدٌ عَنْ وَلَدِهِ وَلَا مَوْلُودٌ هُوَ جَازٍ عَنْ وَالِدِهِ شَيْئًا إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ.
الله سبحانه وتعالى said, O mankind, be afraid of your Lord and fear a day when no father can avail aught for his son, nor a son avail aught for his father. Verily, the promise of Allah is true. Let not then this worldly present life deceive you, nor let the chief deceiver, Satan, deceives you about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, fear your Lord. After he told us about Al-Khattar wal-Kafur and the one who turns their back on Allah, he said, fear your Lord and fear a day that a father cannot help his son, nor a son he can help his father or avail him anything. On that day, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. On that day, the man would run away from his own brother. وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. And his mother and his father. وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. And his spouse and his son. لِكُلِّ مْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. Every man of them shall on that day have an affair which will occupy him. Subhanallah. No one will benefit anyone. And he runs away from everything that he knows and all the family relatives. We had our chance to work and to do and we try. And then no one can help anyone. Everyone to himself. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, all your family would not avail you anything. All your family and your family members, your father would not be able to help you. And you would not be able to help your father. كل نفس بما كسبت رهينة. Every soul is hostage for whatever it has earned. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. You cannot avail anyone anything. And you cannot help anyone anymore. And everyone would escape from everyone. Subhanallah al-Azim. And no one can help anyone. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقٍّ. The promise of Allah, the hereafter, the resurrection, the Jannah, Jahannam, all of it is the truth. All of it is the truth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He promises, He fulfills His promise. And that's why He said, do not let the dunya cheat you. And we spoke earlier throughout the previous lessons about al-wa'd al-haq wal-wa'd al-batil, the true promise and the false promise. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. Do not let this worldly affairs cheat you. Do not let this dunya cheat you. Be like a traveler in this dunya. Surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not take this dunya way too serious. Take your deen seriously. But the shaitan, وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. Do not let the chief of deceivers, which is Satan, cheat you. So, because Satan, he makes you live in this dunya as if you are living forever. And as if you're not going to die. Subhanallah al-Azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's warning us that we are going to stand up in front of Allah. And no one going to help us. And there is no one between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every one of us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will speak to him with no turjuman. There is no one, there is no veil, no interpreter between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will speak to Allah and you will confess to your sins. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٍّ. The promise of Allah is the truth. What Allah has promised going to happen. So do not let this dunya cheat you. And do not let the chief of deceivers cheat you. And take you and fool you to love this dunya and to make this dunya مَبْلَغَ عِلْمِنَا. Make this dunya, he makes you believe that this dunya is everything. And if you lose it, you lose everything. And when you have it, you have everything. And the shaitan is cunning and have many, many ways to get you to fall into his trap. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sealed this surah with a beautiful end. He ended with a beautiful end for us. So we can know and remember. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ وَيُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثَ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدًا وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ.
Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with Him alone, the knowledge of the hour. He sends down the rain and knows that which in the wombs. No person knows what he will earn tomorrow, and no person knows in what land he will die. Verily Allah, all knower, all aware of things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sealed this with the five keys of the unseen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never ever gave this knowledge of the keys of the unseen to anyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He is the only one who has the knowledge of the hour. Some fool people and some Muslims are being fooled into, they say, it's maybe the our year 2014 or year 2016 or year 2020. Even Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not know the knowledge of the hour, but we know that the hour is near. And you can listen to so many lectures about the signs of the hour. And we seen most and majority of the minor signs have appeared already. We're just waiting for the major signs to happen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, اِقْتَرَبَتِ السَّاعَةُ وَانْشَقَّ الْقَمَرِ. The sa'a drew near and the moon has split. So we know it is near. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in another ayah, فَقَدْ جَاءَ أَشْرَاطُهَا. Its condition and its sign has came. And the ulama said, it is the coming of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بُعِثْتُ أَنَا وَالسَّاعَةِ كَهَاتَيْنِ. And he bring between his two fingers, I've been sent with the hour like this too, the middle finger and as-sababa. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, very close he came with the hour, only with a little distance between them. So we know the hour is near, but when exactly, this is in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second key, وَيُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثِ, and he sends down the rain. Someone would say, today they will tell us when it's going to rain. And most likely they are right. It is so far a prediction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he also called it ghaith. So there is two things. We not certain ever when it's going to rain. Secondly, Allah called it ghaith. So they can forecast a hail. They can forecast a tornado. They can forecast all that. But the reality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called it ghaith. What is the ghaith? The good rain. The rain that helps the people. That's why it's called ghaith. Because if it is other than ghaith, could be a destructive rain. So when the good rain that the earth takes and the vegetation uses and rain does not destroy anything, Allahu A'lam. Even if you can predict and say, tomorrow there will be some showers or will be some rain. And all of a sudden, it buckets down with rain. It rains so heavily, it destroys the vegetation. But Allah said, Al-Ghayth, the good rain that comes down where the humans and the animals and the vegetables will benefit from. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ. And only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is in the wombs. Again, one would say, today they know what is in the wombs. How can you say, only Allah knows what is in the wombs? Surely they know what is in the wombs. Surely they are able to know through x-rays and different ways. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is he talking about? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained this ayah to us. When he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send an angel, as in the authentic hadith. فَيَنْفُخُ فِيهِ الرُّوحِ. He will blow in him the spirit. And then he'll order with four kalimat, four words. بِكَتْبِ رِزْقِهِ. His sustenance. وَأَجَلِهِ. And his lifespan. وَعَمَلِهِ. And his actions. شَقِيٌّ أَوْ سَعِيدٌ. Whether he's going to be a good man or a bad man. Or he's going to have a good life or a bad life. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one knows what is in the womb. No one knows how he's going to come out. No one knows per minute and a second when this baby going to come out from his mother's womb. And when his life going to start. Is he going to come out alive or dead? Only this in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some people will think that estimating a girl or a boy, it's something new now with x-ray. No. Throughout history, the Muslims always tried to speculate whether it's a boy or a girl. Through studying the mother and studying her behavior and by feeling her stomach, all the old Islam Muslims doctors have tried that. So knowing whether it's a male or female, it is not something new. But knowing the reality of what is in the rahim, in the womb, that is no one knows and no one will know except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who knows when that baby going to die? And who knows when that baby, how long he's going to live? And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدًا. And a person would not know what his hands will earn tomorrow. What he will earn tomorrow. She subhanallah. No one knows whether tomorrow we're going to earn money or we're not going to earn money. Whether we're going to lose our job or we're not going to lose our job, or maybe sustenance going to come our way and lots of money. This is in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? The rizq is written for you. You cannot estimate your rizq. You cannot know your rizq exactly throughout your life. Let me give you an example. Someone gets sick and then he goes to the doctor. The doctor says, you're not allowed to eat meat anymore. any red meat could cause you a problem and you might die from eating red meat. For some reasons, for some sicknesses, there is a reason behind it. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your rizq from meat has ended. You lived for 30 years and you have another 30 years and you ate, let's say, 500 kilos of meat throughout your life or 1,000 kilos of meat throughout your life and you still have 20 kilos of meat left. So you will eat them slowly to the rest of your life. Your rizq from meat has ended. Khalas, you're not allowed to eat it. If we think of it like this, we see that only Allah knows what is our rizq tomorrow. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتُ. And a person would not know where he will die and in which land you will die. Meaning, today you could be in the state or in Australia or in London or in the Middle East, but it is written for you to die in the Congo. You'd say, how? How am I going to die in the Congo? What's going to take me on to the Congo? You never know. Maybe you're in a plane and that plane falls in the Congo and die in the jungles of the Congo. Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen and when we're going to die? And let me narrate this story for you, Ibn Kathir. Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, narrated. Ibn Kathir said, the man, he was sitting in the gathering of Sulaiman, alayhi salatu wassalam. And we all know that the Sulaiman, the angels used to visit him and the jinn used to visit him in his gatherings and he used to be able to communicate with them. A man was sitting with Sulaiman. And then that man, he saw another person staring and looking at him. This man got scared. And he said, Ya Rasulallah, I need to go. Sulaiman said to him, go. He came back the next day to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. He said to him, Ya Malik, Ya Rasulallah, why this person, he was staring at me and scaring me in such a way? He wouldn't put his eyes down. I got scared and left. He said to him, this person is Malak al-Maut, the angel of death. Then this man got scared and really scared and he said, look, please take me from this city. I do not want to stay in this city where Malak al-Maut is hanging around. I don't want, and he was staring at me. He might take my soul. Then Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam said to the clouds to carry him to India. Shuf, where Sulaiman is in Palestine and to India. Angel of death comes the next day. Sulaiman says to him, why were you staring at this man? You were scaring him. He said, Wallahi, Allah ordered me to take his soul this afternoon today in India. And I was thinking how this man going to get overnight to India. Subhanallah al-Azim. So what the destination of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what he predestined for us, it's only in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's only in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allaha alimun khabir. Indeed, Allah is the all-knower, the all-aware of everything. Nothing is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the knowledge is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we remember the story of Al-Musa wal-Khadr. When Al-Khadr saw a bird drinking a drop of water and he said to Musa, your knowledge and my knowledge combined, it is not equal to what that bird drank from this sea compared to the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala khabir, or acquainted of everything, and he's aware of everything, and he knows what is inside of us and what we hide, what we conceal, and what we expose, and what we do, and everything in his hand. So this is whom we need to turn to. And that's why we need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all of our affairs and everything that we do. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت ونستغفرك ونتوب إليك. جزاكم الله خير for listening.